Well, just as we start, can we have a word of prayer as we think about those couple of verses we've just read? Thank you, Father, that you have brought us safely to the start of another year. We pray that this year we may really focus on learning more about you, getting closer to you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. The title Bill gave for this little talk was Chosen for a Purpose, based on the two verses we've just read. And we're going to be doing a few short series on the book of 1 Peter. So as we start off this year, probably you've got a few question marks in your mind. A few questions perhaps of what happened over the last year. Where has the last 12 months gone? Very quickly, I guess. And probably more questions about what's going to happen over the next year. And at the centre of this passage we read, and a question that many people do ask, what is the purpose of life? Probably for some people, success, however they define it, is what they think life is all about for them. And for many people, they measure success by what they've got in their wallets. Well, I suppose that could be one purpose for life, but it's not one that we should be following. What about celebrity? A lot of people these days are looking for some sort of fame, aren't they? They think, I've made it because I've got a number one, or I've made it because I've got an X Factor or something else on the box like that. For other people, the purpose of life is just pleasure. And I don't know what your idea of a pleasure is. A fast car? Maybe. A lovely five-string bass, that's more like it, isn't it? Food? Yeah, probably most of us would include that. One of those horrible things called a mobile phone, I think it might be an iPod or something. For some people, they love their phones. They spend all their time with them, they worship them almost. For them, the purpose of life is to have a lovely mobile phone. And for some people, particularly the younger ones, and we don't appear to have any younger ones here today, but for them, a box of Lego bricks. I don't know about you, when I was younger, I think I used to have some Lego. Yes, it's been around that long. And I really enjoyed those simple little bricks, putting them all together and making all sorts of things. Pleasure. Is that the purpose of life? Well, it's a big question mark, isn't it? And for some people, I think, and sometimes I'm included in that, I have to stop to think, yes, life can be a bit confusing, disorientating. It can be quite difficult to know exactly what we're here for. Now, all sorts of people, philosophers and things, have said all sorts of different things about what life is all about. Now, I don't know if you can read this one, but it just starts off, I can't read it. The purpose of life is to use one's springtime life energy to take advantage of the interest and asset allocations to maximise wealth during later years. What a load of rubbish. Boring, isn't it? But a lot of people looking for the purpose of life, they're going to put that sort of thing in. As far as I'm concerned, forget it. Get rid of it. Another one said, a guy called Robert Byrne said, the purpose of life, is a life of purpose. Now there's a little conundrum for you to think of during the coming week, isn't it? Does it say anything? Or doesn't it? Who knows? Or this one. The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, honourable, compassionate. To have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. Now I think that one's a bit more like it, isn't it? It's the purpose of life is to make a difference. And to be compassionate to people. And of course for any Hitchhiker Guide to the Galaxy fans, you will recognise this little question well. This guy spent hours and hours feeding information into a computer. It churned it and churned it and churned it for a long, long time. And eventually it came up with the answer. The answer to the universe, to life, to everything. And that was the answer. Don't ask me to explain it. In other words, not many people really have decided what the purpose of life is. So what is the purpose of life in 2012? Well, that little passage we read from the Bible gives us some answers. Firstly, a little geography lesson. Don't know how well you know your area, but that nice little tongue twister of names in that one, of areas that this letter was written to. And where are they? Well, they are scattered around on there. Those are all the ones that were mentioned in that passage. And in the first century, that really was the extent of the known Christian world to many people. We've now come, of course, to the 21st century, and it does spread out a little bit. The Christian world covers all continents. It covers everywhere, including, of course, us here. So the message of Peter was to the known world then, and it is still to the known world today. He points out a few little facts. God's purpose, not ours. Often when we're trying to think, well, what's life all about? We look at it from our own perspective. But this passage is saying, don't do that. Don't look at what life is about for you. What is God's purpose for your life? And sometimes that can be quite different, can't it? We want to become rich, to be famous, to be healthy or whatever. That may not be God's plan for us. Secondly, it reminds us that we are chosen by God. Not our choice. We have been chosen by Him for a purpose. And that purpose is different for every single one of us. What He's called me to do is not what He's called you to do. And what He's called you to do is way outside of my scope. We're made a holy people by His Spirit. He changes us. He changes something which is pretty nasty at times, the natural us, into something which is really nice, really good. And He does that through the power of His Holy Spirit living in each one of us. And it says we're made to obey Jesus Christ. But that's probably the main purpose of our lives. It's obedience to what Jesus asks us to do. And to be purified by His blood. Now a little later in the service we'll be having a communion. And that is a time just to remember that His shed blood has purified us. He died for us that we might live. And that was part of the purpose of life, that we should be purified by Him. So we are chosen, we're made holy, we are asked to obey and to be purified by Jesus. That is the purpose of our lives during this coming year. Chop chop, get moving, think about it. That is what we've got to remember through this year. Chosen by God, made holy, we need to obey and we need to be purified on an ongoing basis. And that is what he wants of us. So just a little challenge as we finish. What will your purpose be in 2012? Hopefully all of you will be successful in some way. Hopefully all of you will reach some degree of fame, that you'll be known to be a person of God, a child of God. Now that is real fame. And hopefully for all of you there will be much pleasure during this coming year. They're all good things to be a purpose. But our main purpose is obedience to God. So obedience to Jesus, to do what he wants us to do. And I can guarantee that if we do that, if we follow that, all of these other things will come to us. So, think about it. Start of a new year, a new chance. If perhaps we've not always put Jesus first, here's a new opportunity to do it, another start. So, if you want to make any New Year's resolutions this year, may I suggest that one? To put Jesus first. It's what the Bible asks us to do. And it is the way to fully achieve our purpose.